Chapter 1 5 years later. But Alice did. It wasn't always easy, but she did. Not only did she manage to get herself a first-class honours degree in art history, but she also followed it up with a doctorate specialising in the art of the Renaissance. The transition from famous, feted actress to academic hadn't been without its difficulties, and in spite of her resolve, she had missed more of her previous life than she had expected. But it had all worked out pretty well in the end. It was barely a day or two after receiving the news that her thesis had been accepted and that she could now officially call herself Dr. Alice Butler that she got a call from the US. She was jogging back to her flat in the rather smart Clifton area of Bristol when the call came through, and she stopped in the shade of an ancient oak tree to answer it. The June temperature was remarkably high for England, and she was regretting taking her regular run up past the observatory overlooking the gorge in the full heat of the late afternoon sun instead of the early morning. Wiping her sweaty hands on her shorts, she pulled out her phone and saw that the call was from Millie, just about the only one of the pals across the pond cast with whom she had stayed in touch over the past 5 years. In spite of the passing of the years and the thousands of miles between them, they had remained very close friends, and Alice had followed the vicissitudes of Millie's subsequent career with interest and no small amount of sympathy. Things hadn't always worked out too well for her. "Top of the morning to you, Millie." She had learned to do a pretty good imitation of Millie's Irish accent over the years they had known each other. In return, she had been on the receiving end of countless attempts by her friend to poke fun at her own posh English accent. "Good day, Your Highness. I trust one is in tip-top condition?" Millie giggled. "You all right to talk, Al? I'm not calling you in the middle of a lecture or anything, am I?" "No more lectures for me. That's all finished. I'm just out for a run." "Great. So, does that mean you've had your results? Are you a doc now?" Alice assured her that she now had her PhD, and with a certain amount of foreboding, asked for news of her friend's career and love life. But Millie had more pressing matters on her mind.
"Have you seen the email, Al? You must have got it."
"Email? Who from? I haven't..."